Mind the Exotic Set. This is Emily.
Hello, Emily. I did ring earlier about if you had any bookings for Friday, but I didn't realise you were open Saturday as well. Do you have any Saturday? Any appointments?
I've only got one at 12.
Yeah, that would be great.
All right, no worries at
so
all.
That's for a bird, for would someone who's an avian vet
We only see exotics here, so yeah, my bet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic then, okay.
Yeah, I'll grab some details from you because we haven't seen you before. So what was your first name?
Jeanette, Jeanette, Shields.
Oh, yeah.
Shields. But if you could just call me Nettie anyway, that's so don't go by my formal name.
And what do you have an email address?
Yes, it's Nettie, Nettie.
Yep.
Shields, Shields, 58.
Yep.
@gmail.com.
And the number you're calling from, is this your best contact?
Yes. Do you want mine? Do you want me to say what it is?
I've got it. It's just come up on my phone here, ending in 046.
Yep.
Wonderful. And what is your home address?
It's 2 Boorandella, BOORANDALLA, Boorandella Street, Texas, Queensland.
Got you there. That's 4385, isn't it?
Yep, that's it.
Wonderful. Now, what's your budgie's name?
PC, capital P and a capital C.
Wonderful. Is PC a male or a female?
Male.
Male. And how old is he?
I'm just trying to think. I think I got him in 2015. So what's that? 10, maybe? Or maybe 2016. So, you know, 8 to 10, something like that.
And what colour is he?
He's green.
Alrighty. And what's going on with him?
I just want him checked out because he, like I took him to, there was an avian vet in Shermside, Adrian Gallagher, and I took him to him maybe, 8 years, you know, when he was maybe 2 or 3 years old. And but I've just noticed when I get him out of the cage, I think it's his left claw, all totally turned into a fist, whereas the other one all lay open. So
okay.
I don't know if his nails, and his nails definitely need cutting. But yeah, just general health look at him. I think he needs a checkup. And so he has had that, you know, when that bird flew, I'm not sure what it was, but Adrian put like a long crop down his neck to worm him. I don't know if it's a lifelong one or whatever they do.
No, that needs to be done every few months.
Oh, well, there you go. That's he only has that.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Now, Nettie, are you able to give, it's called Unusual Pet Vets now at Chermside because Dr. Adrian has since retired. Are you able to give them a ring and just get the history, request the history to be sent to us?
Oh, okay.
Yep, so that way I've just
got
his complete records.
Oh, okay. So you get on.
Sorry, your phone's cutting up there.
Oh, sorry. I'll get on to them and do that now.
Yeah, and just let them know you've got an appointment on Saturday so they know to sort of
get onto it. A couple of days. Yeah. And so if I just give your name, they'll have all your information to send it on, won't they?
Yep, they should do, yeah.
All right. All right.
Wonderful.
Sounds great, Emily. Thank you so much.
No worries.
All right, so
we'll
that was 12 o'clock, you said?
Yes, 12 o'clock on Saturday.
On Saturday. Thank you. Okay.
See you then.
Bye. Bye.